Want to dump the whole thing in checks?
Ever since my dad died and my brother took charge of my estate, I've been getting checks, lots of checks.
I suppose this is a silly question. In fact, knowing you, I think it might turn out to be a silly question. But anyway, why don't you cash those?
Alex.
Yeah, I knew it was absurd. I knew it.
When you cash them, what have you got? Money. Money can be lost, stolen, or wasted, and you feel terrible. This way, if anything happens to them, what have I lost? Checks.
Iggy, come over here. You know what you need? You need somebody to handle your money. Now, let me be your business manager, Iggy.
I don't know, boss. I've heard about business managers running off to Mexico with their clients' money. If you did that, I'd miss you like crazy.
Jim, come here. I think we better go open up a bank account for you right now.
Okay.
You got any identification on you?
Sure. Jim Ignatowski.
Yeah. You'll need your driver's license.
Oh, you need two IDs? Yeah. Got it.
Louie?
What do you want?
I want to say something to you. You're miserable, selfish. You'll notice that we have not had you over to dinner to our house in over a month now. Last night, Tony had us to dinner. Now, everybody we have had to dinner has paid us back except you. In my country, that is a terrible insult, and I am tired of waiting. You are not welcome in my home, and I just want to tell you that to your face. You're never going to taste my jellied weasel feet again.
I'm going to be a little bit late. I love to touch her all over when she's like this.
Ooh, you seem upset.
So?
No, I mean genuinely upset.
Yeah, Nardo, I'm upset. The wife of the guy I like most in this garage just said I'm not welcome in their home anymore. I used to look forward to those evenings.
So why don't you just invite them over for dinner at your apartment?
No. You haven't seen where I live now. I mean, I don't invite any guests over there. It's cheap, but it's a sewer. I don't know why I stay.
Because it's you? I'm sorry. So, Louie, you know, you can afford a better place. Why don't you get yourself a nice apartment? You know, it could be a first step for you. If you could improve your style of living, next thing you know, you could improve your whole life.
I love the way you're talking to me, Nardo. You know, nobody ever talks to me nicely. You know, and what you're saying makes sense. I've always wanted a really great apartment. And, you know, something plush with the pipes inside the walls. You know, this could be the birth of a whole new Louis de Palma.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nardo. Ignore it. That was the old Louis saying goodbye.
Mr. De Palma, is this what you had in mind?
How can I have this in mind? I've never seen anything like this in my life. This is great! Look at this fireplace! Look at that! And the rug! Ooh. I always wanted an ice maker. Look, it makes those little ice cubes with the hole in it. Microwave? You know, I read somewhere where this guy in Jersey claims that he got sterilized by one of these. But I figure he must have been cooking in some weird position. A balcony! Oh! Woo!
Mr. De Palma, I'm awfully sorry. I normally wouldn't dream of scheduling two clients at once, but you see, this was the only time they could make it. Hello.
Hi.
Please, won't you come in? Now, Mr. De Palma, this is Mr. and Mrs. Sheffield. They both just graduated law school. Now, what do you think of that?
Yeah, well, give me a minute to rub down the goosebumps.
We wanted a place like this all our lives.
That long, huh?
Oh, it's just perfect for now.
Oh, Scott doesn't want to have children right away.
Go stand by the microwave.
Mrs. Baskins, I'm prepared to talk financing.
Well, now this is what we call a 50% building. Mm-hmm. Half the purchase price must be paid in cash, no financing. Now, in this case, that comes to $95,000.
Jeez!
I'm afraid that's just a little too rich for our blood.
Whoa! Oh, me too! Ah. Ooh! Oh. Ah! Yeah! Ooh! Okay, who wants a really good cab today?
Oh, I do, boss.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do, Iggy. You know the rules now.
Oh, okay, Doc. How much do you want?
$48,000.
Okay. But if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I want a cab with a heater.
Hey, wait a minute. Louis, what are you trying to do here?
Don't listen to them. Now. Iggy, I found
a co-op apartment that I can buy into. That is the apartment of my dreams. Now, I got most of the money, but I need $48,000 more for the down payment.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Louie. I'm not going to let you take advantage of him.
Let the man speak.
Jim, you're the only one I can turn to.
That's incredible.
I know. It's a lot of money. I know.
You call me Jim. This marks a turning point in our relationship. But I want to remember this day, the red letter day when my boss and buddy finally called.
I call you Jim. Jim. I know. They say that money can't buy love. But if you give me these 48 big ones, it'll be Valentine's Day forever.
You got it. 48,000.
Hey, Louie, what are you trying to do here?
I'm going to pay him back. And this is all going to be legal. I'm going to sign a promissory note. And I am going to pay him the prime interest rate. 3%.
12.75.
Okey-doke.
I got
the money. Okay. Now let's do the proper papers here. Start the paperwork rolling.
But before you buy the apartment, you still have to be interviewed and approved by the co-op board. Let me tell you, they are very straight-laced, and they have this kind of preconceived notion of what their neighbors should be like.
Don't despair, boss. When I applied to Harvard, they told me I'd never get past their stodgy admissions board. But I did. All you've got to do is dress nicely, shake hands firmly, and have your dad finance a gymnasium.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
You gotta help me. I gotta face that interview board in an hour, and I am not ready.
Well, I'm not gonna help you. There's justice in this, you know that? You're finally gonna have to take the responsibility of being what you really are. You're as ready as you're ever going to be.
You're wrong. I can't even pick out a suit, Rigger. My appearance is crucial.
Oh, would you get out of here?
I can't. I told Iggy to meet me here with the money. What do you think? Huh? What do you think?
Well, if you're really so concerned about your appearance, you might start with a few personal items.
Like what?
Like your fingernails, for one.
What? You think they should be trimmed?
I think they should be condemned. You can at least soak them in something to get the crud off.
Great! Soak the crud off. These are the little grooming tips I need.
Yeah, I don't mean here. Oh, your banker is here.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jim.
Iggy.
What's the boss doing?
Well, you see, he's very self-conscious about his appearance.
Well, then, it's our job to put him at his ease.
It's all right. He's going to put a suit on any minute. Don't worry about it.
Come on, Regan, you got to help me pick a suit for the interview.
No, I don't.
All right, then. If you're not going to help me pick the clothes out, at least you can come with me.
I'm not going to go with you.
Then help me pick out a suit.
What are you going so nuts over this for?
Because I don't want to be beat by the system again. All right?
The system.
You know, like when some guy thinks that, I don't know, that you don't look right. And you're not good enough to get something that you really want. I don't know, the system. I can't explain it. You wouldn't understand. I'll wear the blue.
No, I think I understand that. I think I know what you're talking about. You mean like when you're returning to your seat at a ball game and the usher wants to check your stub because you look like somebody who might have snuck in from the cheap seats. You like that?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. When you go to a clothing store, you got one arm in the suit
and the salesman runs off to help another guy who looks like a better prospect.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's
like, when you're at a restaurant and they seat you to
seat you with the guy with the rented tie.
Or the rented jacket.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, yeah, when you walk into a bank to open an account and a security guard undoes the flap on his holster.
Exactly. You don't think I know about the system? I know about the system. Here, put on the gray suit.
The gray suit.
Wear the gray suit. And I'm going to give you one of my ties.
Riga, will you go with me?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Oh, good.
Yes. Put this one on.
Oh, ooh. All right. All right, look, Riga. That's very nice. Look, you don't have to say anything. All you got to do is watch me. You know, and give me a look in case I say something stupid.
What do you mean, give you a look?
I don't know.
Perhaps something like this.
Right. Higgy, will you cut it out?
You still love me, boss?
You got 48 grand in your jeans?
You bet.
You're my heart's desire.
Very lovely.
Mrs. Gwynn, this is Mr. Blunt and Mr. Parker. Gentlemen, this is Miss Marshall. She's interested in buying 16B.
Well, I see you have quite a nice annual income for a single person.
That's her weekly income.
No. What exactly do you do for all that money?
I star in a television comedy series. Maybe you've seen it. It's been on for 8 years. It's on every day and at night. You know, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hassan, Beckerinko, 3, 1, 2, 3. Do you have any kids?
Can you describe it?
Well, it's more like a physical comedy show.
Physical?
Yeah, like last week I was in a spacesuit flying across a room doing flips and stuff. And then another week I was in a fish tank swimming around with fish. And then the other week I was a chicken.
They pay you all that money to be a chicken?
I just don't act like a chicken. It's based on reality. You know, I had to live in a store window for a week and I was claustrophobic. So they sent for a hypnotist. And so he hypnotized me. But every time a bell went off, I acted like a chicken.
If I ding like a bell, would you do the chicken?
Oh, please, lady.
Oh, please, you do want to live in this building, don't you? Oh, go on, please. Ding!
Thank you. Speaking truthfully, don't like the lifestyle or the type of people associated with show business. Frankly, we wouldn't allow an actor to live here, even if he were English. Good day, Miss Marshall.
Good day. Is I'm an actress?
I didn't even want to do the chicken. She rang the bell.
Look, I happen to work very hard at being an actress, and I'm very proud of being one. Now, acting happens to be a very noble and dignified profession. So on behalf of myself and all the other members of my profession, there's just one thing that I'd like to say to you all.
I didn't know you lived in this building. Boy, I'm getting into some classy building.
No, I'm not living in this building. They rejected me because I'm an actress. Look, I don't know what you do for a living, but if they accept you, please don't let me know.
That woman looked very familiar.
She's an actress.
She's not going to live in this building.
Oh, no. No, we rejected her.
We can begin. This is Alex Rieger. See, he's my accountant.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Napalo?
Well, I'm a supervisor in the transportation field.
Mr. De Palma is a taxi dispatcher. It's an honest job, providing a very valuable service to the people of this city. Anything wrong with that?
Mr. De Palma, you're Italian. Is that right?
Yes.
Why do you ask that?
I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you.
I don't mean that. I mean, what does that matter? I mean, does that determine whether he gets into the building or not? You object to certain ethnic groups? Is that what it is?
No, no, Mr. Rieger. We have all kinds in this building, including three Jewish people.
Oh, and what makes you assume that I'm Jewish?
Point well made, sir. We shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Perhaps someone in his family was a pelican.
Rieger, pelican. Pelican, it's a regal bird. It's a noble bird. It's a fine bird, a very good bird. It was a compliment. Please.
What kind of friends do you have, Mr.
What? Napalma? What are you asking something like that for?
We have to know what sort of people will be coming and going in our building.
Oh, you do, do you?
I never entertain.
Oh, now, Louis. Let's be honest. Once a year, the British ambassador comes over for a spot of sherry. Is that all right with you?
You're very hostile, Mr. Rieger.
Yes, you bet I am. And I'm getting so, more so by the minute. I don't like anything that's been said here. You don't need this. You don't need these people. You don't need this humiliation. No apartment in this city is worth it. Let them sell it to one of their own kind. One of them as pompous and self-righteous as they are. Come on, Louis, let's get out of here.
You're fired. You are no longer my accountant. What could I say? Look, I don't know what got into the man. He came highly recommended. Look, I never would want to cause a scene. But, I mean, his rudeness was just too much. It's just intolerable.
Well, Mr. De Palma. I think you've shown us what we need to know. Welcome to the building.
Call me Lewis.
Wait a minute, Louis. Are you going to go through with this? So that you can have the privilege of living here with these posturing chowderheads? And are you going to allow this canker sore of a man into your building? To live with day after day? Possibly for the rest of your lives?
That's right, Mr. Rieger. And what are you going to do about it?
Cartwheels all the way home.